It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. Dozens of teachers and union officials are picketing outside Chicago Public Schools' downtown headquarters. Today is the first day of their walkout. Teachers were wearing red union shirts, and they have been demonstrating outside schools citywide. Downtown Chicago Teachers Union Coordinator John Kugler says he believes teachers deserve a contract that includes fair compensation for a longer workday. He says protesters are ready to picket outside school headquarters every day until there's a resolution. Other rallies and marches are planned throughout the day. Police are investigating a shooting over the weekend involving a Champaign police officer. Officers responded to the 1200 block of Crispus Drive early Sunday morning following a report about a man who forced his way into a home with a gun. Police Chief Anthony Cobb says the suspect was injured after being shot by a police officer, but he would not say whether shots were fired at police. Cobb says various agencies are looking into the matter, including the offices of the Illinois State Police, the Champaign County Sheriff's Department, and the Champaign County State's Attorney.
The biggest thing I want the community to recognize right off the bat is that the department is truly, we are asking for your patience. We truly want to be transparent and open about our process as we're going forward. Right now, we're still in the very, very early stages of the investigation, so there's a lot of work that still needs to be done.
Cobb says the man who was shot was transferred to Carl Hospital for treatment, but he says additional details are not being released at this time. While an investigation continues, the officer has been placed on paid investigative leave. A social media seed grew into a 400-person prayer group at Normal Community High School last night. People gathered in the wake of a hostage-taking and shooting incident Friday during a freshman health class. Pinky Desai is the mother of one of the boys in that room.
It will feel them better that, okay, yeah, the entire school is with them and the other kids really care for them. They are concerned. The other people are concerned for the people who were, for the kids who were in the class.
The person whose Facebook post started the gathering says she's thankful for the result. Judy Heinold says 400 people was more than she counted on.
I was kind of expecting maybe 20. I thought it might be my family and a couple others, you know, so we were pretty excited about that. But it's really not about numbers. It's just about people needing to heal and people needing the peace and comfort that we know only comes through God.
Some students of Normal Community High School say they were nervous about starting school this morning, but appreciate the support from the prayer group. Counselors are available at the school in the health class, during which a teenage gunman pulled a pistol and shot into the ceiling before being overpowered by the teacher. We'll meet in a different room today. Police in central Indiana say children found 5 grenades and several rounds of ammunition at a city park. Indiana State Police say the grenades were found Sunday afternoon in a wooded area of Athletic Park near downtown Anderson. City police requested a state police bomb squad, which removed the items from the park. The Herald Bulletin reports no evacuations were ordered at the park where the annual Andersontown Powwow and Indian Market was being held. Police officers and a bomb-sniffing dog also conducted a search of the area. Tomorrow marks the 11th anniversary of the September 11th attacks on New York and Washington. Illinois Public Media's Jim Meadows has a roundup of some of the events being held to remember that day here in East Central Illinois.
It was 7:46 a.m. Central Time when the first plane hit the North Tower of Manhattan's World Trade Center on September 11th. That's when a short concert will begin at Smith Memorial Hall on the University of Illinois Urbana campus tomorrow. The audience is asked to enter and leave in silence. About that same time, volunteers organized by the College Republicans and Illini Conservative Union will begin placing small U.S. flags remembering each victim of the attacks on the lawn of the University Quad. An evening vigil will follow at 8:30 p.m. The Champaign Police and Fire Departments will hold a brief ceremony at the Police and Fire Memorial at Westside Park. The program starts at 8 a.m. In Danville, the VFW Post 728 will host a prayer breakfast at 8 a.m., and the American Legion Post 210 will serve a Patriot Day meal from 4 to 7:30 p.m. And in Paxton, State Treasurer Dan Rutherford will speak at a Remembrance Day program at 6 p.m. at the Paxton Firehouse. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.
The state of Illinois is contributing $8 million to build an Illinois Army National Guard facility on the campus of Heartland Community College in Normal. Governor Pat Quinn's office today announced the state funding for the Illinois Department of Military Affairs and the Central Illinois College. The $8 million will be in addition to $10 million in federal construction money. The project is expected to create 100 construction jobs. In a statement, Quinn says the new National Guard facility will lead to better educated students and soldiers. When completed, 22 full-time and about 200 part-time soldiers will work there. Heartland College also plans to use the facility for several programs, including law enforcement training. Supporters of a third major airport south of Chicago will meet today to pressure Illinois Governor Quinn to get moving on the project. Michael Puente reports.
Al Penn says now that Illinois Democrats have returned from Charlotte, he says it's time for them, especially Governor Quinn, to approve an airport near Piatone in Will County. Penn is chair of the Friends of the Abraham Lincoln National Airport Commission. He says Quinn needs to settle the long-standing dispute as to who will control an airport once it's built so that jobs can be created.
How can we have a party of Democrats and have a stalled plan that basically is in the home state of the president that fits into the jobs plan and not get it done? So we're asking for the governor to exhibit some leadership, and we want to make certain that we get this project done.
Penn says he's unsure if one of the biggest supporters of the airport plan, Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr., will be at this morning's meeting in a South Chicago suburb. Jackson was released Friday from the Mayo Clinic following treatment for depression. I'm Michael Puente.
According to the fuel tracking website GasBuddy.com, retail gasoline prices have dropped by nearly 11.5 cents in the last week, averaging $3.78 per gallon. That's slightly lower than the national average, but petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan says he expects prices could rise up again closer to the $4 range within the next few days. DeHaan says that's in part due to struggling Chicago-area oil refineries.
If there is one refinery with a very small problem, it can boost prices very quickly. Do we start controlling the price of gasoline? I think that would be detrimental. I don't believe in price control, but I do believe that the oil industry could use more oversight.
DeHaan says the national average will start to decline at the end of September and into the winter as demand for gasoline tapers off. Currently, Tuscola has the lowest gas prices in Illinois at $3.59 per gallon. A spokesperson for the Big Ten Network says a long-term agreement with Dish Network is practically guaranteed. A short-term contract reached early Saturday allowed BTN to continue carriage on the home satellite TV service past a Friday night deadline. At stake were Dish Network broadcasts of Big Ten football games just as the season was getting underway. Spokesperson Elizabeth Konslick says that at this time there are no contracts in danger of expiring between the Big Ten Network and any of its carriers. In sports, the Chicago Cubs are in Texas tonight at 7:05 to face the Houston Astros. The Chicago White Sox open a key four-game series against the Detroit Tigers at 7:10 at U.S. Cellular Field. The Sox remain atop the AL Central with a two-game advantage over second-place Detroit. And the St. Louis Cardinals open a seven-game road trip with a three-game stop in San Diego tonight at 9:05 before continuing their trip in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.